7-0 Toledo over Ohio at 12:14 to go. Quarter two with Rob Cornelius. I'm Russ Eisenstein. Jeff Hamlin is in our network studios. We come to you from the Bryant broadcast booth here at Ford Field. Bryant's a leading supplier of heating, ventilating, air conditioning equipment, best-in-class network of distributors and dealers. Bryant doing whatever it takes. And in this renovated portion of their press box, we can take a look at some of the HVAC work that's being done here. I think if we wanted to chip in, we could help out as we are in a not fully completed renovated area here.
I mean, I could stand some drywall for you. It's fine. We can get this done, clean this up a little. I got a shop vac. We'll pick it up the dust. It's fine.
Northern Illinois won last year over Kent State 41-23. Northern has 5 MAC championship victories. Marshall with 5. Toledo 3. Miami 3. Central Michigan 3. Bowling Green 2. Beat Northern and also won in 03. Buffalo, Western Michigan, Akron, and Ball State all have won. Eastern Michigan has never been in the championship game. Ohio and Kent State have been here, but they have not won. 12:14 to go, quarter two, 7-0 Toledo. This is a big drive, and Ohio starting to find some rhythm here with C.A. Bengura. C.A. means warrior in his mother's native language, West African descent, and she's just such an awesome lady. We had a chance to meet her after a game. If there was a physical embodiment of a warm hug, that is C.A. Bengura's mother. And I asked him at the coach's show, would she be here? And he said, oh, absolutely. I said, I'm going to need a hug. First and 10 of the Bobcat 42 left hash. Two receivers to the right. Double tight ends stacked to the right. Bengura, who probably got a lot of nice hugs from his mother, will get the ball, runs up the middle, head down running, takes on two Toledo defenders, and is mashed down at about the 43-yard line. Johnson in there, they've got a couple of them, and they both were there. Deontay and Deswan, and it's a gain of maybe 2, second down 8 at the Ohio 44.
Yep, 6 carry for Bengura. Have not seen a lot of keeps for Harris, outside or otherwise. Got to think that's coming at some point.
Trips to the right here. You've got a tight end in that mix, too, and that's Tyler Foster. You've got nobody to the left. That's the short side of the field. Second down 8 at the Ohio 44 officially. At 11:38 for the first half, Ohio down 7-0. Harris back to pass. Pockets collapsing. He throws deep to the right side, and there was a little bit of pushing and shoving on the play. The ball was way overthrown. Far side of the field. No flag down. Incomplete. Quinion Mitchell was in coverage on a pass that was thrown right, intended for Sam Wiglis, third down 8.
Yeah, it was a little deeper. It's thrown as if Wiglis was going to run more of a corner. He cut more of a flag out or a sharper out at around the 40.
Ohio has outscored the opposition 132-99 in second quarters this year. That's the best quarter Ohio has. Toledo's outscored their opponents 152-79. That's their best quarter, too. So you've got two second quarter teams here. Third down 8 at the Ohio 44 left hash. C.J. Harris back to pass. Sets up a screen. Throws it left side. Caught by Bengura with blocking around him. He gets to the 50. Steps through a tackle and down at the Toledo 43. What a tremendous run after the catch. Ronald Delancey, the Nebraska transfer and Miami native, with his first stop on the game, is 17th for this season. What a heck of a job for the Warriors. C.A. Bengura to the Toledo 43.
Yeah, went 4 wide, but effectively set up a screen to the outside with Titsworth in the left tackle to get him out there where there was space underneath the work.
Really, really nice on the left side. Harris back to pass, throws it to the right. It's caught. This is Miles Cross. He lost the ball as he was down at the 39, but they say he was down on the play. Gain of about 4 to the Toledo 39. That was stripped as he was falling down, but apparently down, and it will be second down about 6.
Yeah, tough throw there. A lot of depth to get that almost all the way to the sideline for a short game.
Ohio's the team that's gone to overtime of these two teams, and that was in the MAC opener. Ohio lost at Kent State, has not lost ever since. Second down and a short 6 at the Toledo 39. 10:30 first half. Toledo 7, Ohio nothing. They scored on their first drive. Trips to the left, nobody to the right. Handoff Bengura tries to get right. Still trying to push against 3 Rocket defenders, and that is slammed down. Bengura on the carry, his 7th on the day. He's getting close to 25 yards, but there's not much you're going to do against the middle of that Toledo line.
No, and that was running to the strong side, tight inside, and Ohio still couldn't really get much movement out of it.
Martez Pointer, freshman from St. Louis, Trinity High School. He had a tackle in 2 games last year. He has just 4 this year, so they're rotating guys on the defensive line. Third down, long 4. at the Toledo 37 right hash. Ohio on third downs today is 1 for 3. C.J. Harris out of the shotgun. C.A. Ben-Gura shifts to sidecar left. And it is a handoff to C.A. up the middle inside the 35. Still driving. He's real close.
Got it.
The 33, Rob says yes. The officials agree. First down, Ohio at 9:35 for the first half. Bobcats driving down 7-0.
Yep, getting that four, getting exactly what he needed by about a foot.
And C.A. has gotten stronger as the season has gotten longer. And big credit to Ohio's strength and conditioning crew. Jake Miller is just a beast in that weight room and leading these guys. Ohio is a first and 10 at the Toledo 33.
No, their fitness has stayed consistent. They've gotten better over the course of the season. And again, pretty injury-free until the quarterback situation.
Working on their fitness.
You bet.
With everyone as their witness. Two receivers to the right, single receiver left with a lot of cushion there for Jacoby Jones. Look at that. On first and 10 at the Toledo 33. Bobcats with a beautiful drive. Handoff Ben-Gura up the middle. Got to the linebacker level. Undercut. And that was the only thing that prevented him from getting a first down. That's to the Rocket 27. Nice gain on the play for C.A. Ben-Gura.
Yeah, that almost opened up big. Linebackers came up, and if they don't finish that tackle there, he probably goes the whole way. Shedrick Rhodes bouncing down, running behind him in the middle.
Dallas Gant, Deontay Johnson, and Mike Coleman on the stop for Toledo. Another handoff. This is up the middle for Ben-Gura. Got a first down with a flag down on the play, and Toledo might have lost their cool. This is to the Toledo 22 on the game. That's a first down. We might have a little bit more after this.
Big dose of Ben-Gura. That's four straight rushes.
Toledo has played on the fringes over the years, haven't
always
they?
Always have. 25 years going back to Gary Pinkel. They've always been highly penalized, regardless who was running the show and what kind of show they were running.
The officials conferring here. There was some pushing and shoving after the play, and I think Ohio's backing up here, just based on the look of where they're at now. 8:42 to go, quarter two. Toledo 7, Ohio nothing. In Ohio's fifth MAC championship game ever. This is Toledo's seventh. And they were here and won it in 2017. And so redshirt freshmen on that team would have experience. Ohio's super seniors committed after that championship game for Ohio. And so there's not a lot of, or if any, Detroit experience.
The play is a first down.
Yes.
After the play, personal foul, number 69 offense. 15-yard penalty, first and 10.
Parker Titsworth will clean it up after this pause for station identification. We thank our WOUB stations for expanding our footprint. For them and for the rest of our stations, let's identify. This is the Ohio Sports Network from Learfield. Parker Titsworth, Ohio's center, the guilty party. It resulted in a first down, so this is still a first and 10, but now backed up to the Toledo 37.
Yeah, 15-yard move back. You said four straight runs from Ben-Gura for 16 yards, and that erases the bulk of that.
Jake Netherton in at running back now, sixth year out of Miamisburg. He has 30 carries this year for 126 yards and a touchdown. And it's an option to the left. CJ pulls it back. Rush coming. Hit as he throws. Throws it left side. It's caught. It's Casimir to the 10. Threw a tackle near sideline. Stumbles inside the 5. And down at the 4. The rush was coming. CJ was cool, calm, and collected to get it out there to Will Kaczmarek for his 18th reception of the year, over 240 yards, goal to go Cats.
33-yard completion to Kaczmarek. Ohio's going to go fast if they can get everybody on the field.
First and goal, left hash. This is at the Toledo 5. Trips to the right, nobody to the left, and Toledo takes a timeout.
Charge timeout, Toledo, their first of the half.
And the Bobcat players on the sideline imploring the fans in green and white below us to stand up and cheer. And they do get that memo at 7:58 for the first half. Toledo 7, Ohio nothing. Bobcats on the drive. Goal to go.
Second time late this season where they've checked in Netherton late with the assumption was a run play coming up and instead checked to that RPO where you basically are faking that run play left with the back. Quarterback backs up and then lobs it downfield and finds Kaczmarek about 15 yards on the throw, 15 more on the run.
Television with the red hat on the field. He is down there and We will take a break at 7:58 for the first half. Toledo 7, Ohio nothing. Bobcats have a goal to go at the UT 5. This is coverage of the 2022 Mid-American Conference Football Championship game on the Ohio Sports Network from Learfield. Best drive of the day for Ohio. 7:58 to go, quarter two. Welcome back to Ford Field. Ohio down 7-0 to the Rockets. Ohio, the beasts of the East against the best of the West, where the East has been probably the better of the two divisions this year in what was a down year for the league. But it doesn't matter right now if Ohio can end this 54-year drought. Last MAC championship, as we know, 1968. This drive has been impressive. This is going to be play 13, Rob, and it's taken some time.
Yeah, no, it's a ton of plays. It's ball control. It's pace control in this game. A couple big pass plays, 15 to Cross, 33 there to Kazmarek. Almost gets home, almost gets to the end zone. But in the middle of that, I think it's like six C.A. Bingura runs in this drive.
T. Thompson was injured earlier this half, and he was hurt on one play and then...
Tried it again.
Hurt again.
Almost immediately back off the field.
Being told that a face mask might have been missed on the tackle. But either way, it's goal to go for Ohio here.
I'm going to look at that, actually. I've got a replay I can dial up off of Twitter right now.
Okay.
Let's see if we get a face mask. As Kazmarek was brought down inside the eight or so.
Pulled it back to CJ. Threw it. Maybe not on that play. Maybe it was one previously. But a great Kazmarek catch. All right, here we go. Right below our broadcast booth. I'm going to take a picture and tweet this out as I'm going to call the play-by-play for you. First and goal for Ohio left hash. Below our broadcast booth at Ford Field. Bobcats have two receivers right, motion from right to left. And it's a handoff coming around to the right side, trying to get to the edge. It's Jacoby Jones, got inside the five and down to about the three. As Ohio tried that receiver end around, and Jones in a pile, second down, goal.
They're committed to getting him the ball. He's strong, and it's not always easy to get it to him in the air. You've got to find more ways to get one of your best athletes.
Yep, and Jones is certainly that second down goal coming up. And the amazing part of social media is we can tweet this picture out right now. Goal to go for the Cats. Ball on the left hash, two receivers right, two stacked tight ends left. Second and goal from the Toledo 2. Ohio down 7-0, 7:20 to go, quarter 2. C.J. Harris out of the pistol, Bengura behind him, and a handoff to C.A. It's a run up the middle, trying to push the pile in, and he's down inside the 1. The Bobcats say that he was in, but down on the play inside the 1. Third down goal coming up. We see a replay, and actually a live picture now. Bengura did have the ball over the goal line, but apparently down.
Yep, headline. Linesman and the far linesman agree on that, roughly 1 foot, 15 inches out.
Third down, goal. 6:50 to go, quarter two. Ohio down 7-0. And this might get looked at, or there's a timeout for Ohio.
He definitely stretched the ball over the line.
Short of the goal line is under further review.
But his knee or some part behind him on the play may have already been down, and that's what's unclear.
It is right between the goal line and the 1 yard line. 6:47 to go in another replay review supported by Barbasol. And this would allow Ohio to get down by one, and a Nathaniel Vakos second team All-MAC PAT could allow Ohio to tie the game. Bengura's strength to rip through a tackle, and I think his knee might have been down, Rob, before his upper body on his right side was able to get the ball in.
Yeah, and that's me the issue looking at it. Twist to the ankle. That's close.
It is very close.
His backside isn't touching there yet, but the officials are done.
The runner reached the goal line for a touchdown.
Six for the Cats. Touchdown, Ohio. C.A. Bengura sees six at 6:47 to go, quarter two. Toledo 7, Ohio 6. A Warrior-esque drive for C.A. Bengura. C.A. means Warrior. And Ohio was tough on that one. And an extra point away from tying the game.
15 plays. That's an Ohio drive.
Ooh, talk that talk to me, baby. Talk that talk to me. They goes on for the PAT try. Snap back, placement down, kick through, and good. Vaco's 48 for 49 in PAT attempts this year. Ohio gets a trip to the house supported by the House on Court Street. Officially licensed Under Armour gear for men, women, and children near the corner of Port Union or on the web at OUIsInTheHouse.com. We're tied at 7, Ohio and Toledo. 6:47 to go, quarter two on the Ohio Sports Network from Learfield.